broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news that networks refuse to use continues now. This, my fellow Americans, is indeed the broadcast for February the 25th in the year of our Lord, 2016. This is hour two of two, and our goal, incredibly simple, that is to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founding fathers. The goal, ladies and gentlemen, is to use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America as our guide. The checks and balances put in place by the founders are absolutely brilliant. We don't need a revolution, ladies and gentlemen, but a restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth certainly sounds like a good idea to me. Are you bored to help us? All right, Kurt, I got an interesting headline. By the way, hi, Kurt, before I go on here.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
I got an interesting email. Mm-hmm. Now, I want you to understand that it is from the Cruz campaign, Kurt.
Yes.
All right. And it says this. Ted Cruz quits presidential race.
Yeah. Right.
Well, did he really quit?
Not in my book, but anyway, what else did it go on to say?
It said, why don't you donate some money?
Yeah, he wants more money, right?
Roger that, sir.
Yeah.
That is correct. Now, I find that interesting because, you know what? I think the mainstream press could have a heyday with this. They could just flat out say, hey, Ted Cruz quits.
Yeah.
And then if Ted got mad, they could say, what are you talking about? That's what your headline said. You know, kind of find it interesting. So the headline says Ted Cruz quits presidential race. Then it says this. It doesn't even say Dear Sam or anything. They somehow don't need that anymore, I guess.
But time saver, you know.
Heck yeah.
Just goes straight to send money.
Right. Ted Cruz has the best conservative track record in the U.S. Senate. I disagree with that, but okay. His opponents are threatened and want him gone. Just ahead of Super Tuesday, conservatives are uniting behind Ted Cruz because they want to elect a candidate they can trust to be commander-in-chief. Yeah. Someone who has the character, the judgment, and the clarity to lead this country. Ted Cruz is leading in a new National Wall Street Journal poll. And anyway, it's kind of interesting. They go on and on and on here. But they say Ted Cruz has 28 and Trump has 20. Hold on, Kurt. They say Ted has 28% and Cruz, all right, let me start over. Cruz has 28% and Trump has 26% in the new poll.
Huh. I haven't seen that one.
Yeah. They say the race is now heading to the South, where Ted Cruz, his voice will be heard, despite what the liberal media has made into a circus. Will you support Ted Cruz? The establishment is scared that Ted Cruz is winning. All right, anyway, they go on and on, and then they beg for money. But I'm just telling you right now, it looks to me like Ted Cruz is quitting. That's what his headline says. So, I know.
It's coming straight from the campaign. Huh?
Yeah, well, it's hard to say if it's really straight from the campaign, Kurt.
Yeah, good point.
But it looks like it.
So a question for you. You said, let's see, in the Senate, the more conservative you would say is Rand Paul, right? Is that what you're saying?
When you say most conservative, that's a hard term to debate. Because I would say that on the campaign trail, the viewpoints of Ted Cruz has probably been the most conservative. Mm-hmm. The reason that I say Rand Paul is because he's actually done more for conservative ideas than Ted Cruz. And you can debate how you define what more or less is, right? But I'll give you one example. Rand Paul pushed to audit the Fed. And Ted Cruz flat out didn't even take the time to make the vote.
Oh.
Yeah. Right? Now, if we want to discuss issues, and give a point ratio to a given issue, in other words, all issues aren't the same, right?
Right.
What point scale issue would you give eventually auditing and ending the Fed?
That'd be a pretty big
point. Be pretty high, right?
Yeah.
So I agree this is subject to kind of interpretation, and it's my opinion. But what I'm saying is, you know what? Rand Paul has stood for some very important issues, like auditing the Fed, like avoiding foreign entanglements like the Founding Fathers. You know, Rand Paul, compared to the others, has a pretty humble foreign policy, which was George Washington-esque. Is Rand as close to a humble policy or George Washington as his father, Ron? Not even close, but compared to the warmongering other candidates, he pretty... So when you start to take the peace message versus war and the audit the Fed, in other words, return honest money to America, I would say those two issues put Rand in the lead big time. And you know what? Ted Cruz isn't on either of them, Kurt.
Good point. You know, and then, you know, there's basically a handful or even less in the Senate that we would, I guess you could say, keep and then hope to refill the rest of it with good people. But, you know, it is nice to at least see them battling to see who could be the most conservative. I mean, that's a breath of fresh air, huh?
Yeah, you got that right. Now, I think Ben Carson...
Don't have to worry about McConnell for that.
Good point. Yeah, you don't have to worry about Mitch or any of these guys. I would say that Ben Carson has had quite a conservative message, too. The problem is he's made a couple of, I don't know what you say, missteps or faux pas. You know, one of them is suggesting that everybody should be forced for vaccines to take the jab. That's a real crisis on one's agency and liberty to choose what they want with their own body, their own private property. I mean, your body's your ultimate private property, right? So they want to be able to let women commit murder and kill babies, but they don't want to let me choose to reject vaccinations, right?
Yeah, so force isn't really that much freedom, you know. It's kind of anti-freedom.
Yeah, now Ben Carson's done quite well on a lot of topics, though, so I don't mean to down him. I'm just saying it's a mixed bag. But I put auditing and shutting down the Federal Reserve and avoiding the foreign entanglements of war pretty high on my list. I really do.
Good point, yeah.
All right, now the other interesting thing. So my headline says, Ted Cruz quits presidential race. That's their headline, but then I just added a question mark on there. Because I'm not really sure, you know. Anyway, it's just kind of interesting how they do that, you know, to beg for money. It's like, wow, really? Now,
great point.
Keith Alexander brought up, and I think he's right when we talk about my headline for the discussion last hour with Keith Alexander of the politicalcesspool.org radio program. Sadly, the great divide in America continues to grow, Kurt, and that's what I kind of see. We're starting to see more and more and more separation between what we believe, feel, think, understand, and what those who don't really cherish the Constitution think, feel, believe, and understand. The divide is growing, sadly.
Yeah, you're exactly right. And it, you know, some view it as basically something that gets in the way of government, if you will. And, man, I believe that phrase that Thomas Jefferson said so much, where he said, you got to bind men down with the chains of the Constitution because of, you know, the problems when men with unbridled power, that's a real trouble.
Unbridled power and passions mixed together is disastrous for sure. Hey, do you want to talk about a hardcore issue like abortion, or do you want to talk about the car manufacturer of Oval, Kurt?
Well, I say you choose.
All right, let's start with abortion clinics. I've got good news on the abortion front. Now, it's not great news because we should, you know, outlaw abortion across the country, except for some very limited exceptions, maybe. However, abortion clinics are closing at a record pace, say new research studies. At least 162 providers have closed since 2011, said Bloomberg News. What do you think of that, Kurt? 162 abortion providers are closing, and they say it's harder and harder to get doctors to perform the heinous murder. And so even though it seems like we're losing, even though it seems bad, we're making tremendous progress, in my opinion, trending in the right direction.
Yeah, it's a great point. And I, you know, with so many people wanting to adopt and hoping to have a little baby, you know, it just doesn't make any sense to me, especially for our government to be taking our tax dollars and basically promoting the killing of the unborn. I don't get it, you know.
Well, again, you know, Satan loves murder. Satan loves destruction. Satan loves to destroy everything from God, you know.
That's a great point.
And so they just can't help themselves regardless, you know, it's kind of the point. All right, Kurt, I don't know where you're at, buddy. Are you moving a pipe or something?
No big pipes. Just helping around the place. We're down here in the Valley of the Sun. And I've been, I guess you could say, tasked to help out with the yard and different things. And, man, it's sure a beautiful day down here. You know, when you look at the weather around the country and around the around America, it's
hang tight.
You know, you got.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Hello everyone, James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, Kurt Cosby cranking on his honey-do list. Sam Bushman on your radio. All right, Kurt's on the radio, too. He's just involved in the honey-dos along the way, huh? Right, now, there's some interesting news. I guess Volvo, Kurt, you know the car company.
Yeah.
They plan to start selling cars without traditional keys. They're going to start this beginning in 2017. They say your cell phone via Bluetooth will be your new digital key.
Well, you know, I have seen people where they have those, you know, keys that are in their pocket or something like that already. I guess that's just kind of a translation or moving on from there, you know, where you don't really put the key in the ignition. You just have to have it close by, like in your purse or in your whatever. It's technology is moving forward. I saw one story where they were talking about these little drones that would walk. I don't know if you...
Yeah, by the way, I've got a story on that. We'll get to that in just a minute. But yeah, anyway, so the interesting thing is, I guess this is going to redefine the term hot wire, huh, Kurt? I can just hack into your phone, buddy. I can just go ahead and take off with your car if I have a... my phone can kind of pretend like it's yours, right?
Yep. Well, I mean, it's like you always say, technology can be either used for good or bad, you know? And
I hear that.
So if you have good people, man, you know, you're in pretty good shape. You have wicked people, you're in trouble, you know?
All right. So the headline for the story that you just brought up, and you're right on target. I had this next, believe it or not. Bright minds think alike, even when Kurt's doing yard work on your radio. We ought to turn this into the garden show, you know what I mean? Anyway,
I understand.
Thorny roses for Kurt, nevertheless, as he cranks out the honeydew list. Skype pioneers, it says the headline. I guess these people developed Skype, now they're on a new mission. But Skype pioneers hope to deliver in the United States with what they call ground drones. Kurt, that's what you're talking about. I guess based in England, in Estonia, they plan to start, they call trial bot deliveries in London next month. The group is called Starship, and they believe these drones are environmentally sound and, best of all, earthbound. They can deliver packages and groceries at a fraction of the cost of traditional methods. And they want to focus on, you know, zero waiting time. They want to do the local deliveries, exactly what Skype did the telecommunications. And it's kind of interesting. These drones walk around, Kurt, and they're capable of carrying the equivalent of two grocery bags. And fully loaded, the drones weigh about 40 pounds, they claim. And customers say they travel at a speed of about 4 miles per hour. That's the equivalent of a brisk walk or a slow jog, they claim. And curious shoppers can use an app to track the drone's progress. And only the app holder can unlock the cargo, of course, unless you hack it, but that's another topic. They call it Starship, which is kind of a misnomer because they say these vehicles or these bots or whatever, these drones hug the ground. And they say drones can cut the cost for what they call the largest inefficiency in the delivery chain, which they're considering the last mile.
Mm-hmm.
Retailers could ship the goods to a local, quote, hub, and then what these robot fleets can complete the delivery to the shopper's door, Kurt. What do you think?
That's amazing, you know, when you think, of course, the other drone idea was the Amazon flying through the air, dropping it on your doorstep. But then you get the FCC involved, but one of the government agencies that says you can't.
Yeah, fly. Don't worry. It's a government agency that'll regulate, control, manipulate, pervert, increase the cost, and destroy eventually the whole concept and just absolutely shut down innovation. You're right, sir.
But in these cases, you know, they're just cruising your neighborhood. They head out from your local, I don't know, Amazon service center, I guess, and, bring your bags that last mile, two grocery bags. You know, that's a pretty good batch of groceries. And, at least what I first thought, I thought, yeah. And even when my wife, I read it to her, she thought, well, somebody's going to steal these, right? But apparently they've got them set up where you can, you know, they take a picture of anybody who's bothering them or whatever and send the picture to the, central facility, you know. And so I suppose, that would stop pretty quickly, if there was that going on. But it is a new time, a robot. Are coming our way.
They can say that they'll be stolen. I don't think so, though. It's going to be pretty hard to break into that drone. I'm sure it's going to have a code on it, and the only way to get the code is if you made the order and the code's on the order. So there's going to be ways to wear that. And I'm not saying you couldn't take a sledgehammer to it or something and beat the thing up and force it to be open. But it reminds me of these teller machines or or some of these vending machine things, you know what? I'm not saying they can never be broken into, but it's pretty hard. So I'm not too worried about that idea. I just question these drones of what kind of traffic rules they're going to follow there, Kurt.
That's right, yeah. They say that, you know, at 4 miles per hour, like you said, a brisk walk or a, you know, a slow jog, you know, I don't know. Will they have somebody like, you know, kind of like we do with the military? You know, you got a guy in a facility watching the drone and kind of driving it. You have somebody doing that, you know?
Driving it? No. Keeping an eye on it in case people don't break into it and stuff like that. Yes. So the drone not only will have the ability to send pictures back, as you say, but it'll have somebody at a console be able to sit there and watch, say, you know, 500 drones going out. Then they'll be alerted if there's any problems that the drone signifies where they can quickly hit a button and, you know what, watch that drone. And so you will get some real-time kind of tracking of the drone as it goes.
I'll tell you what, it's an interesting time to be alive. I know, you know, at least we've been visiting our oldest son, and, you know, pretty much any time they almost need anything, they just first look on Amazon and see, you know, if it's, you know, going to be able to be here tomorrow or whatever. It's and it shows up, you know. And now, of course, the Postal Service has helped Amazon out and delivers even on Sunday, which they'd prefer not to have. But, you know, there are good things and bad things going on in America.
And in some of the biggest cities, believe it or not, Amazon even has a within hours delivery. You could literally in Seattle order product, and within a couple hours it'll be delivered same day, and or you can pay an upcharge and have it delivered like within the hour kind of stuff. And you know, it's only going to get faster from here.
Yeah, and when you look at what your typical cost is to just go to the store, you know, you're driving, I mean, you'd sure think that the whole environmental movement really get on this simply because, you know, it's true that the product's got to be delivered by somebody, but I think you...
Or something.
Cut down a lot of the traveling and stuff like that. And, you know, the convenience is just amazing.
You're right, and the cost actually goes down when you think about it. How long does it take you, just say, to get in your car and go get salad dressing for a salad, for instance? You get in your
car,
you drive 10 minutes, you go in and get the salad dressing, come out. You know, it's a half-hour project, plus you've driven your car, say, 3 miles, just say. You know, what does a half hour and 3 miles of gas and wear and tear on your car, you know, cost you? And
well,
that's
and
kind of
the other factor is so many times when you go in the store looking for the one thing you need, the salad dressing, then you're costed by all the other stuff. And, you know, in my opinion, a lot of times you can save money that way, just getting the things you really need.
Great point. Anyway, fantastic idea, though. We'll see what happens with this technology, but it's a coming. And I personally believe that pardon the phrase, you got to walk before you run, right? Ground drones are going to precede these air drones, Kurt, I think.
Oh, yeah. They're on their way.
All right, there you have it. I got an interesting story. There's actually more freedom in Utah. I know people think there's never any more freedom and nothing ever good happens, but I'm here to prove you wrong. I'll tell you about it in seconds on Liberty Roundtable Live.
Exposing corruption. Informing citizens. Pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's LibertyNewsRadio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2's skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
Now, some people could say, Sam, this is a token solution that sounds really cool, but it doesn't get much done. We need action in America. But I'm telling you this, I support every effort to make a difference possible, and I support those who are making those efforts. Now, whether they're big or small isn't the point. We didn't destroy America in a day, and we're not going to fix it in a day. It's all about incrementally moving the ball forward for your cause. But the headline, which I find fascinating, it's from Deseret News, is where I got the article. It says this, Kurt. County offers residents option to comment on city council meetings by phone. I'm sorry, county meetings by phone. Katie McKellar, Deseret News, writes the piece. And I guess they're going to put in a new by phone public input system. And it'll be the first of its kind in local governments in Utah. And Councilman Richard Snellgrove says, with this change, our meetings will be more open and transparent. Wow. The phone line should be up and running in a couple of weeks. And the phone number will be provided on the county council agendas and the county website. And Mr. Snellgrove and another guy, Councilman Jim Bradley, introduced the concept in October, and they've now voted to implement the process. And they say more public input is a good thing. And so what's going to happen is people are allowed 3 minutes at the beginning. Normally in the past, you've had to go up to the microphone, state your name, where you're from, and then give your three-minute kind of comment. Now they're going to let people do that by phone, Kurt. What do you think?
Well, all I can say is, you know, this idea of most governments, when they say open and transparency, what they really mean is it's just talk. And we've seen it for so many times. But at least this way, you know, you can participate, or you should be able to participate a little bit better. You know, I mean, just imagine we've got these cameras on basically almost any place. You know, I mean, you pull up to a stop light or whatever, almost anywhere you got a camera watching you. Well, why couldn't we have cameras on all these public officials that, you know, at least, you know, they're our servants, and then we could at least kind of watch them closer, especially at you know, these meetings are supposed to be open and transparent. You know, we could watch and listen, you know, closely. And then, of course, you'd have a good recording and you could, you know, kind of review it instead of so many times they'll set up some meeting. It's like 4:30 in the afternoon or whatever the time is. And, you know, they're really not about involving people. They, in most cases, in my opinion, they want to do their dirty deeds and to heck with the people.
Yeah. I find this fascinating, though. This councilman said with this change, our meetings will be more open and transparent. Boy, do we need that, Kurt.
Well, you couldn't be more right, Sam. And we've seen it so many times, whether it's in our little towns, you know, cities and towns where we've lived, or in our national government. You know, I was thinking about this yesterday. I don't typically get to hear the, quote, big talkers in my day-to-day work simply because, you know, I'm doing different things and I can't listen and I don't really want to listen. But on this little so-called vacation, you know, that we're on, you know, for it seems like you can always find plenty of work on vacation, but I've had the opportunity to listen. And yesterday, I wanted to ask you about this. Yesterday, Rush Limbaugh was, you know, telling about to his listeners how there's these insider guys and these, you know, kind of club members. And you know, that Donald Trump, for example, is, I guess Al Sharpton said that Donald Trump isn't an insider club member because he's from Queens and the real guy's got to be from in New York. What's it called? Another part of New York, you know. I'm trying to remember the name of the different boroughs or whatever. And, you know, so in other words, in that case, you know, Rush is saying that, hey, you know, Trump, even though he's close to there, he'd never really be part of it. Then he went on to kind of, during his broadcast, mention these kind of clubs or these kind of, he mentioned Augusta Golf Club and things like that. But I thought, now, wouldn't it be refreshing if Rush would go ahead and mention things like, the Council on Foreign Relations, and the Skull and Bones, you know, and things like that. But, you know, he'll go so far, but he's not going to go that far. And, you know, he...
Kurt, you know full well they'll fire him if he goes that far.
That's right. He went on to say that he wasn't really a member of any of these insider clubs or anything. You know, I mean, he, of course, is...
He is a member of the Go to the Bush White House in Secret Club, though. We know that.
I thought of your presentation, you know, he who owns the media makes the rules, and him admitting that he was basically a water boy for the Republican Party. And I thought, I guess he didn't want to bring that up now.
Of course not.
But it was... you know, interesting just to hear, and, you know, I thought it would be worthwhile a comment or two for today.
It just shows the difference in the agenda between the new media taking center stage, what we try to accomplish and what their goals are, Kurt.
Yeah, and, you know, in my opinion, what we're doing here is what kind of pushes a little bit of pressure, gives a little pressure to those guys because they say, man, if we don't address these issues, if we don't bring this up, we'll lose more and more listeners to these guys, these insurgents, I guess you'd say, you know, and that kind of thing, you know. And so that's the good news, is that the new media is taking center stage, and even guys like Rush Limbaugh and Sean Hannity, Glenn Beck, or whatever, you know, the guys that are for the people that bring in like $100 million a year or whatever, as media mouthpieces, you know, are being affected by our efforts, I believe.
Well, and that's why I say, you know, a lot of people believe, well, Sam, you don't even have a big stake in the media. You're a nobody. You're just preaching to the choir. And my response is, you know what? They're being forced to adjust their message based on what we say. They could pretend we don't matter all day long. But I don't know if you know, Glenn Beck's staff reached out to me and said, hey, we want to work with Liberty News Radio. And then I said, I'm not willing to work with Glenn because of this, 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 this. And the guy says, well, I could set up a meeting with you and Glenn and resolve all that. I said, cool, why don't you do it? I've been waiting for like 6 months now, Kurt.
Yeah.
See, this kind of shows they're not genuine in their attempts. They're really not.
I think you'll be waiting for a little longer.
Yeah.
Hate
you
that. Know,
Now, Kurt, yesterday we read a statement on the air. We are publicly calling for Cedar Hills, Utah Mayor Gary Gigi. We're calling for his immediate resignation. And I'm going to leave that in our show notes for today, too. That was the first hour of the broadcast yesterday. We also had our guest on, Tom DeWeese, AmericanPolicy.org. And we talked about Agenda 21, the wrenching transformation of America. We asked, do you know about the Strong Cities Network? It's pushing into cities in America today. It's their new agenda. Instead of 21, it's 2030. And we talked about the HUD program, controlling housing, a violation of your property rights, how they continually change the labels and the names. Believe it or not, Kurt, I've had more people contact me regarding this broadcast than almost any recent show I can remember. Literally, people were calling me left and right, emailing me left and right, saying, man, that was a tremendous show. You got to do more on that. And so I just wanted to bring that up and say, you know what? Tom DeWeese does a great job. If you need to understand the abuses going on through these non-governmental organizations, through the federal government, through the Southern Poverty Law Center, through the Secretary of the Interior, whatever, BLM, Forest Service, the list goes on and on of the entities involved about the abuses of property rights via the Agenda 21 / renamed Agenda 2030 plans. Tom DeWeese is the premier guy. Another guy we used to work with closely that was involved in this was a guy by the name of Henry Lamb, but he passed away. But Tom DeWeese has done a great job for years, Kurt. Sorry, go ahead.
Well, yeah, and that's exactly what I wanted to bring up. You know, so many times these things like Tom DeWeese, I'm sure he would tell you that he learned from maybe Henry Lamb and others.
Oh, yeah, he would say that blatantly. They used to work together and everything else.
And so many times, we've got to do our part, but thank goodness there's somebody else coming maybe behind us or along beside us to move forward. And, you know, so we have a duty, each of us, to do all we can and then, you know, to move forward. Tom DeWeese, that's one of the main reasons we, you know, began Liberty Roundtable, ladies and gentlemen, is to bring you these people that we've trusted.
All right, hang tight. We'll talk more about this, Kurt. I want to give you a chance to rock and roll on the other side. Quick pause. Sam and Kurt, News the Networks refuse to use, straight ahead on your radio.
We fought, we learned, we struggled,
we won.
Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here is what people are saying.
Oh, I had a problem with breathing. Well, I stopped to do some walking. I had a problem. I had a heart attack, my second one. I take this pill and I feel great.
I had 3 bypass 10 years ago, and I was in bed almost 24 hours a day, and painkillers out of this world. I started taking this. I'm down to almost no painkillers at all. And it helped my circulation 100%. My medical doctor, and I went to see him, and he could not believe it. There's no way he could have went down that fast. He could not believe it. I showed him what I was taking. He said, don't stop taking it. I wouldn't do without it. It's unbelievable.
To get your Extendovite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
The word vigor is defined in the dictionary as health and strength in body and mind. Do you have enough health and strength in body and mind? Would you like to pursue life with passion? Would you like to know where you stand when it comes to your vigor score? That's right. There's a free scientific test you could take now that'll help you find out what your vigor score is. Then you can do things to improve that score. Did you know that? It's absolutely free, F-R-E-E free. All you got to do is get a hold of Kurt Crosby. You can do so, C-U-R-T. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. Or call Kurt at 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Would you like to learn about the scientifically proven vigor test? It's free. How would you like to improve your vigor score? Again, inexpensive solutions are available now. Call Kurt Crosby at 801-669-2211 or Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor score test today.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
Back with you live, Sam Bushman in studio, Kurt Crosby on the road. He'll be back next week in studio with me, by the way. In the meantime, Kurt was talking about why Liberty Roundtable, and we were talking about Tom DeWeese, the American Policy Center. AmericanPolicy.org is the website for that. Kurt, continue. Sorry for the interruption, sir.
Well, thank you, Sam. And, it's the main reason that we, basically worked on this is we certainly recognize that there are other voices that have a whole lot more to offer than even we do. And, I guess it doesn't go along with that guy, what's his name, the other talk host you were talking about earlier with Trump and
Michael Savage.
Yeah, that's right. But anyway, the nice thing is we can invite people like Tom DeWeese and so many others to be part of Liberty Roundtable and bring you the information that we want to hear and that we trust. And so that's why we certainly appreciate their participation. And then we also request your consideration when it comes to, your dollars, ladies and gentlemen. You have lots of people asking for your money. You've got all your, of course, local media, national media, etc. But at least consider this source as what we'd hope to be worthy of your consideration and a few of your hard-earned pennies. Please send them our way. We promise to do our best with them, and we hope that our track record proves that.
Click on Help Us Grow at libertynewsradio.com or click on Donations, I guess, at libertynewsradio.com or Help Us Grow Donations at libertyroundtable.com. It all goes to the same place. Would be grateful for your support and your involvement. Kurt, there's an interesting article that I saw that I wanted to kind of cover with you before the end of the hour also. Headline says, you think you want a tiny house? Question mark. And it's kind of interesting. There's been this micro house, micro apartment, micro living, small, tiny houses, tumbleweed houses. We've interviewed a lot of these people. We've discussed this quite a bit. But businesses offer tryout now, says the Associated Press. It's kind of interesting. By Colin Hinckley, the story is written. And it says that, they say they tout the environmental and financial purposes and benefits of such a home. Now, I guess this one couple were hooked on the idea of a tiny house. But they didn't know if they wanted to do it for sure or not. They kind of needed a trial period or whatever, Kurt. Now, they felt like the reality might not be as appealing as it sounds. But their curiosity, Kurt, led them to the hills of New Hampshire. There's a business that started out, believe it or not, at Harvard University. And now they rent out tiny houses for $99 a night. The company is called Getaway. getaway has drawn visitors from all over the map. They come to sample to live in a 160-square-foot house. They can do this kind of before they dive headlong into this idea. Advocates are touting the environmental and the financial benefits of this. Small spaces force you out into the world is the idea. Backers of tiny living say the movement is growing. And certain areas have become hotspots. Portland, Seattle, etc. They say this. The biggest problem right now is zoning. They got to work on the zoning to make these houses more prevalent and more popular. But so this one guy stayed there and he says, you know what, I'm cool with everything, but man, this composting toilet's got to go. But overall, the trip bolstered their resolve to downsize. They just say now that they're going back to Pittsburgh, they got to have a way to get zoning to support their efforts. What do you think of that, Kurt? Pretty interesting continued efforts in this small living or tiny house space idea. What do you think of the whole thing, Kurt?
Well, look at the possibilities, at least in my opinion, of the, you know, this, like this idea of kind of forcing you out into the world. And, you know, we typically know that, hey, being cooped up inside and that kind of thing is really not that good for us. We ought to spend more time in the outdoors. That's one way to do it. And, of course, the typical problem, you know, with spending time in the outdoors is, hey, you don't have the proper facilities available. Well, you know, that's what this is working on. I mean, you look at the RV industry and the, you know, the whole travel trailer kind of world and that kind of thing. And if you really want to talk about preparedness, those are some of the most prepared kind of people in the world. And now you couple it with, you know, the solar kind of idea and this idea that says, hey, you could pretty much live almost anywhere. You know, it's changing the picture quite a bit, right?
You're absolutely right about that, Kurt. And what I think is a lot of times people bring that trailer with them because they want to be portable in their living. But if you could have the tiny house movement, I could literally buy or rent or whatever you want to say, tiny houses. Let's say in five or six of my favorite places, I could be a snowbird in the winter. I could go to a hot climate. I can get away from the heat in the summer and go to a cooler climate. I can have a tiny movement cabin, maybe up in the mountains. I can have, and a lot of times you could have this idea where you just kind of float between these five or 10 or whatever places, and you wouldn't need to tow your house with you anymore. That would actually decrease your costs on the road. It would simplify. You could fly to the locations, get an inexpensive car at each location. Pretty soon, people could live like that pretty easily and not just be the rich. It would be a lot of people could actually do it, Kurt.
Well, you're exactly right. And, you know, it's funny to me that everybody acts like this is sort of a new thing. I've been, you know, seeing people like was it the day before yesterday, I had a little, you know, tire problem, so I went into the discount tire place. By the way, we got to talk about that company. It's real impressive how they've done things over the year. But anyway, I was served very well there.
Get them to give a discount to give me Liberty Fund members.
Amen to that. And you know, as I went in there, I saw a couple pulled up in one of these, you know, it's a big kind of a van kind of thing, but it's even a van on turbo compared to mine, Sam. It's, you know, got the living quarters, you know, a bed in the back and, the, you know, that kind of thing. And isn't that a tiny home? You know, that.
Of course it is.
Yeah. Yeah. And you see those populating America, you know, in many ways. And you can travel. I mean, the old days, the problem was your phone was, you know, basically at home, you know. Now, your phone is where you go. You know, it's the same way with your internet. It's just there. So you can pretty much have, I guess you could say, business without borders or, you know, home without, you know, a real location. it's where you are, huh?
Yeah, this is kind of an interesting little twist on this, but I have a church leader. In the Mormon church, he's called a stake president. Anyway, he's over a bunch of congregations, just for those who aren't familiar. The reason that I bring him up is not necessarily to talk about the Mormons, but to talk about this point you're making. He was called to go to China for educational purposes, to teach and to do some different things. And he's got church responsibilities that require him to kind of be home. Well, they worked out a deal where he can go, and he's going to now be having some of his church interviews and meetings and stuff like that, and leadership meetings. Guess how, Kurt?
Via Skype or
FaceTime
or
Skype.
Yeah.
He's going to have those meetings like that. And so this just goes to show you that, you know what, we can be anywhere. We could do anything. There's a lot good happening in America. Just think, if I could have the ability and funding to fly places and have a couple of tiny homes different places, we could really promote the cause of liberty much easier. And especially if you got, say, 50 guys or 20 guys or a small group of people that would buy some of these tiny houses. Because a lot of times you're not all there at once anyway, right? And so you could actually create this co-op or this network of these tiny houses that, you know, for example, you had one down there in Tucson, Kurt, when you went down to visit, you got it. You have one in Salt Lake. You have one, say, Independence, Missouri, or down towards St. Louis, Missouri, center of the country. There's a lot that could be done, and especially as we travel the country and speak on principles of liberty everywhere we go, and we speak about the new media taking center stage, it really results in the less expensive way to travel overall. So I think there's a lot of good stuff happening, Kurt. And I know everybody wants to think everything's bad in America, and I certainly agree there's a lot wrong. But there's a lot right, too, sir, and we got to highlight it. We got to give people a little bit of hope, a little bit of courage, a little bit of, you know, the lights at the end of the tunnel or whatever you want to call it. Because I really believe we could protect America. All right.
Great point, Sam. Good work.
Last comment, Bill O'Reilly says, the U.S. military is alarmed that ISIS fighters could reach U.S. borders at any time. Thanks, Bill. It's kind of a negative note to end on. Why don't you avoid foreign entanglements like George Washington, and then maybe you wouldn't need to worry about that, huh? Bring our troops home to defend the homeland, huh? Just saying. All right. Thanks for being alongside for the ride. 2 hours in the can. Archived in seconds at LibertyRoundtable.com. Rebroadcast on LibertyNewsRadio.com. Check out our new player at Liberty News Radio. Also, check out ThePowerMall.com for incredible deals today. Tell them Sam and Kurt sent you. And check out GiveMeLibertyFund.com for win-win-win situations for patriots. We the people can restore this great country. You going to help us? This nation shall endure.